In this bulletin, the anti-corruption bill passed through the House of Representatives. Senior coalition MP denies allegations of corruption over lobbyist links. And in cricket, Western Australia sends New South Wales to the bottom of the ladder in the race for the Sheffield Shield. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julien Huyer. The federal government's National Anti-Corruption Bill has cleared its first hurdle after the government passed the proposed model through the House of Representatives. Amendments from the coalition and crossbench were rejected, including changes to the threshold for public hearings. The bill, which will investigate serious or systemic corrupt conduct in the public sector, passed without division, the closest the lower house can come to an unanimous vote. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the legislation, which will now be moved to the Senate, will help restore trust in Australian politics.
Nothing is more important than ensuring our behaviour in this place upholds the bond of trust with Australians. That bond is the basis of our democracy. There's been much damage done in the last decade to that bond. It is up to all members in both houses to do the right thing, come together and pass the bills before Parliament. Let's send a strong message to all Australians that we can get this job done.
Federal Coalition MP Stuart Robert has denied secretly assisting a Canberra lobbying and consulting firm in attaining government contracts. An accumulation of leaked emails by 9 newspapers suggests Mr. Robert helped Synergy 360 sign up corporate clients in 2017 and 2018 to help them negotiate the public service and political system and gain access to top coalition ministers, including Peter Dutton. The allegations do not suggest Mr. Robert was employed or paid by the organization. But speaking during parliamentary question time, Government Services Minister Bill Shorten says he has asked the CEO of Services Australia and CEO of National Disability Insurance Agency to investigate any of the contracts awarded to these clients to ensure they were above board.
The Albanese government believes that the job of an MP is to work for your constituents, not your former business partners. Further, we believe that when there is clear lobbying, as revealed by the emails, companies are required to be on the lobbyist register. This is not an option. But most importantly, using public office as a politician to enrich your private friends and mates, including political donors, is not a shade of grey. It is corruption.
A man and a woman are set to face court today after being charged with the murder of a 5-week-old boy at a Queensland caravan park. Police say paramedics responded to reports of an unresponsive baby at the park south of Brisbane in June last year. The boy was taken to Logan Hospital with internal injuries, where he was declared dead 2 hours later. After a 17-month probe into the death, Detective Inspector Mark White says authorities have ruled out the possibility of death by natural causes.
The information we have from the examination was that the injuries were not caused by any accident, and that there would have been significant force used to sustain those injuries.
The history of violence against transgender Australians has been highlighted at an inquiry today. The Special Commission of Inquiry into LGBTIQ hate crimes has heard testimony about violence many transgender Australians experienced from 1976 to 2010, the focus period of this inquiry. The Gender Centre's Health and Communications Manager, Dr. Eloise Brooke, explained that transgender and gender-diverse people were frequently caught up in a broader wave of anti-LGBTIQ bashing and murders, often being confused for gay men.
In the experience of violence, no one took the time to find out whether someone was trans, a trans woman, or gay when they were perpetrating violence against them.
Dr. Brooke also emphasized that of the 88 deaths highlighted by the Special Commission, several of these victims were in fact transgender women, even though all had been initially reported as being men. And in sport, in cricket, Western Australia has sent the New South Wales cricketers to the bottom of the Sheffield Shield table with a significant defeat today. With a target of 268 runs, the hosts scraped in with just half of that goal after they were bowled out for 134. The Western Australians have solidified their lead at the top of the table ahead of their battle with number 2 team, the Queensland Bulls, next Thursday. New South Wales are facing Victoria on the same day and will be hoping to pull themselves back into the competition. I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News.